Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. We teach you, and you teach us, what is the best medical news stories of the week. And what do I mean by you teach us? I'll be that, tell you that in a second. But we go through the best medical news stories of the week, and especially what they mean for you. This is podcast 869, and you're listening on either a download from iHeart or Radio MD or maybe ShareCare. In any case, the stories this week and why you teach us, because you give us feedback, and we want that feedback. So download and rate us, but also you can send us feedback at ageprooflife@gmail.com, ageprooflife@gmail.com. What can you do? The Trump administration has targeted NIH and vaccine development for a 21% budget cut. That's right. It's a large cut. What does it mean? We'll talk about that in a few seconds. Also, a bad flu season is coming. What can you do? The most advanced universal flu vaccine candidates are only at the early stage of human clinical development, and this vaccine this year may have missed the major targeted flu that occurred down under in Australia. Does that mean it's going to miss us? We'll talk about that too. The scary prediction for U.S. kids, 57% could be obese by age 35. That's the prediction from a lead group at Harvard who looked at the data on what's happening with our eating trends, what's happening with physical activity, what's happening with the overall trend of obesity in kids. The Adomegas, three coffees a day or more, is linked to more health. Well Beyond Wellness, the FDA issues guidance that could make it easier for the EpiPen rivals to come to market. We want that because it'll lower the price. Competition does lower the price. You want more than one of every type of drug or device. Chronic pain common among those who OD on opioids. What does that mean? It means that a lot of people who are ODing on opioids started out trying to treat their pain. How running helps the heart but doesn't overcome other choices. And the method of weight loss makes a difference to the development of knee and hip osteoarthritis. That's our Wellness for Play segment. And how you think about your sleep impacts your health. That's probably the most important story of the week, and we'll get to it in just a few minutes. But second, before we do, I want to just give a tip about our guest downloads for today. Two, we have an 861B, Laura Holmes Haddad. This is cancer. Everything you need to know from the waiting room to the bedroom. That's right. She talks about everything non-medical, that is, that's peripheral to the direct medicine, that you need to know about cancer. It's a spectacular book, and she gave a really good interview. 869C, we have two guests this week, is Living in a Mindful Universe by Eben Alexander and Karen Newell. He, if you will, is the neurosurgeon who published Proof of Heaven and The Heart of Consciousness, Living in a Mindful Universe. It is a, I guess you'd call it a consciousness-expanding book, a mind-expanding book, and a mind-expanding concept. Maybe we are all reincarnated, and he talks about it, and the physical proof of it. You're going to have to re-listen to that segment, 869C, 869B, much more conventional. This is cancer, but it's everything around cancer that you need to know. The next article that I want to get into, the new articles of this week, is that the U.S. officials have told us to brace for a really tough flu season because it is, they had one down under in Australia, and they're worried that it missed, that is, the flu vaccine missed a major H3N2 virus. Now, it turns out the H3N2 they do have as one of the four components of the vaccine is against H3N2. It's just they missed the specific H3N2 they're worried, if based on Australia. It only protected absolutely against 10% decreased symptoms and 50%, but that means that 40%, maybe as much as 50% of us will have the flu, even if we got the flu shots. So what their message is, if you start to suffer a sudden acute illness with rigors and shaking and high fever that you think you've got the flu, maybe you do, get to your physician, even do a virtual visit with your physician so that you can get Tamiflu or some other antiviral to help you. Because remember, the sooner you get the antiviral, the more likely it is to help you fight the virus that is the flu. So that's the reason. Now, long term, we're really worried about it because President Trump's budget cuts 21% out of NIH and cuts a lot of the money specifically, and I don't understand this, for vaccine development. Doesn't make sense. Vaccine development has been one of the things that's decreased mortality, decreased shingles complications, it's decreased HPV, it's decreased all these things, that polio, etc., that we used to suffer so greatly from. I'm unclear as to why they're doing it, but they're doing it. And I would, since the budget hasn't gone through yet, I would write your congressman, whether Republican or Democrat, especially, I suppose, if they're Republican, to tell them, please restore the NIH budget. It's too important for my health. It's too important for your health. It's too important to save money for the nation, since vaccines have a tremendous return on investment, and vaccine development does.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen and the You, the Owner's Manual podcast coming up. Here's the deal. To truly thrive in all areas of your life, you cannot ignore the importance of good health. I've learned this firsthand, and for many of us, time is our most valuable asset. This is why I love Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder you just add water to get your greens anytime, anywhere without the mess. Plus, you can now enjoy Organifi Red Juice Powder too. When you invest in your health, you gain more time because you have more energy and focus to get through your day. The best thing about Organifi Green and Red Juice is that it actually tastes good. Try it for yourself. Use the code U, Y-O-U, at Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com. Once again, use the code U, that's Y-O-U, to receive 20% off your order at Organifi.com. And You, the Owner's Manual podcast is brought to you by Memory Rescue, the brand new book that can help you with your memory. Let's hear from its author.
Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Amen, author of a new book called Memory Rescue. Memory Rescue teaches you how to prevent future problems, but if you're having memory problems now, how to rescue it, how to get it back so that everything in your life can be better. Plant the habits that I talk in your life. I know it'll make a dramatic difference for you and for those you love.
It's important that you receive this information. Get your copy of Memory Rescue by Dr. Daniel Amen. Learn more at memoryrescuebook.com. That's memoryrescuebook.com. And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen and the You, the Owner's Manual podcast.
speaking of that, there will be no vaccine development on Lyme disease this year because of that. If that goes through, Lyme disease has invaded West Virginia. It's a lot of places are getting more Lyme disease, and it is the tick virus that a tick back. It's actually a mycoplasma, but it is a, which is kind of in between a bacteria and a virus that infects you if you get tick. And it is, though, antibacterially treatable, this microbacteria. And the microbacteria for tick disease, if you get it early, notice it. Wear long clothing if you're hiking in West Virginia. It has now come to many more states, Lyme disease has, so be careful about that. I want to jump ahead to perhaps the most interesting story of the week, and then we'll come back to obesity in kids. But perhaps the most interesting story of the week, and I want to get to this, is why I'm doing it early to make sure we get it covered, is a study of people who have insomnia. And the message is, it is your perception of your sleep that affects your health, not your actual sleep. It's very different than we ever thought. What do I mean by that? Well, it is whether you are sleeping well or not by monitors of your sleep is not as important to development of depression or hypertension or any of the other things, anxiety or poor daytime functioning. It is whether you think you're sleeping well or not that matters. This is a very interesting study. It was in college students and those a little older, but obviously 10 to 15% of our population thinks they don't sleep well. And it is those who don't think they sleep well rather than those who actually don't sleep well, where the biggest problem develops for high blood pressure, depression, anxiety, and poor daytime functioning. So it's if you identify yourself as having insomnia, then you really do get a problem from it, rather than if you look on your activity monitor, you know, whether you have a Apple Watch or whatever you're wearing, and it tells you your Fitbit or your Garmin, and it tells you you're not sleeping as much as you think you are. Well, if you look at it and it says that, and you say, hey, you start to get sleep anxiety, you really will get problems from sleep, according to this study. So the basic message is you can think yourself healthy, think that you always have a good night's sleep, and you will have many fewer problems from whatever sleep pattern you have. Let's now switch to the scary prediction for U.S. kids. 57% could be obese by age 35. That's right, a whopping 50% of the nation's children and teens that are now children or teens by age 35 are predicted to be obese. That's up from, if you will, 18.5% of teenagers are obese now. But if you look at it, the obese 5-year-old faces an 89% chance of being a midlife obese person. So this is a very, very scary thing. It was done by a group from Harvard and a whole bunch of other places working together to look at what's the risk of obesity, what's the risk of chronic disease, why is this a big problem? Well, it's a big problem not only because obese people aren't as happy with themselves in general, but it's a big problem because obese people end up spending a lot more in the medical system because of they develop type 2 diabetes, they develop osteoarthritis, they develop a whole raft of other medical problems, dementia, kidney failure, a whole raft of things early, and disease, in addition to heart disease, stroke, and cancer. And those are disabling to the individual. Those cause shortened life expectancy. They cause periods of more, if you will, hardship and pain, and they also cost more. And if all you do is look at cost, well, you're missing a big part of it, but the cost is a huge part of it as is, because it's what will drive the nation, that is our nation, and every other nation, because we've exported this obesity problem pretty well. It'll cause all of the countries of the world to end up with rationing. In the United States, we ration based on fiscal, that is financial abilities, which means it'll cause a huge amount of income inequality and a huge amount of societal disruption unless we do something about it. Let's whip through the remaining ones. Three coffees a day or more linked to more health than harm. That's right. We've heard it. This is a review of 103 other studies. And they found that, especially if you're a fast metabolizer of coffee, as we've often said, what do we say? You have 12 ounces of coffee that is through a paper filter. You don't get headaches. You don't get abnormal heartbeats. You don't get anxiety or gastric upset in the next hour. You're a fast metabolizer. Fast metabolizers, and I'm going to have a little cup of sip of coffee right now. Boy, that's good. Fast metabolizers decrease Parkinson's disease, decreased Alzheimer's disease, decreased metabolic syndrome, decreased diabetes, decreased 9 cancers, decreased heart disease even, and decreased stroke. So the message is, enjoy coffee as long as you enjoy it. The FDA has done a lot of good things recently. One is to issue guidance that makes it easier for EpiPen rivals to come to market. That means cheaper EpiPens. The FDA is also looking at generic drugs for and alternatives to get cigarettes off the market by getting nicotine replacement therapies on the market easier. Major, major benefit. Weight loss strategy. What matters to whether you develop osteoarthritis? This is a huge story. It's a wellness foreplay story. The method of weight loss makes a difference to whether you develop osteoarthritis, maybe other things. So diet alone is better, or diet and exercise better at preventing osteoarthritis than exercise alone. So three groups, exercise alone, exercise and diet, diet alone, the groups and the control group. The group that was least likely to develop osteoarthritis is the exercise and weight loss exercise and diet together. Diet, healthy diet, anti-inflammatory diet, good, almost as good as exercise and diet. Exercise alone developed the same amount of osteoarthritis as the group that was the control group that did neither. Running does help your heart. In this study of marathon runners, and this is a group of marathon runners, I think in Minneapolis at the University of Minnesota and Stanford University looked at it, but this is who men in Minneapolis, St. Paul, who had done at least 25 consecutive Twin City marathons, they found that the ones who had plaque in their arteries were the ones who had other bad habits. In other words, running doesn't overcome other bad habits. Okay, let's wrap up and tell you the most important stories of the week and what they mean for you. If you're sleeping pretty good, enjoy it and convince yourself you're sleeping great, because how you feel about your sleep pattern determines whether you have side effects of abnormal sleep. So the key point is, it is mind over sleep. Second key story of the week is, in fact, a lot of our kids are becoming obese. You've got to teach them diet control as well as physical activity as they grow up. And that goes for how do you prevent osteoarthritis. If you're overweight and want to lose weight, it is doing diet and exercise combos rather than one or the other alone. Thanks very much for tuning in to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We are a show that not only tells you what the best news of the week is, but helps you in the process of interpreting it and understanding what it means for you and what actions you should take. Thanks again. Now, our guests for this week, download 869B, Laura Holmes Haddad, This is Cancer, Everything You Need to Know from the Waiting Room to the Bedroom. She gave a spectacular interview and a mind-expanding interview from Eben Alexander and Karen Newell, Living in a Mindful Universe. I've got to keep thinking about what they said because it isn't easy to understand, but it is important. Where does consciousness reside? Where do memories reside? Living in a mindful universe. We'll be back next week with another You, the Owner's Manual radio show and guest segments. Thanks very much, Randall, for great engineering. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Back next week.